Hey, girl, hey. Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So here's the deal. I have a two-hour talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, Monday through Friday that's available live from 8 to 10 a.m. EST, and then available for download to listen to whenever you want. But it's a subscription-based radio show. Hey, running a live radio show ain't cheap, honey. I do, however, realize that some people can't or simply don't want to pay for content. So here's a little bite of what I'm all about for you to nibble on. I hope you love it. Hey, girl. Hey, welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So this week, I'm so excited. It was like a millennial bomb went off in my studio. It was out of my control. It was out of my hands. They were running amok. You can't trust them millennials. I'm actually a millennial, technically. I fall into this weird category between Gen X and millennials, so I feel like I can shit on both generations and then also like place myself wherever need be at any given time, which benefits me. So I actually had Darren Karp co-hosting with me. I love Darren. She's popped in a handful of times now on the Taylor Strecker Show, and she is just phenomenal. She has a podcast called Murder and Martini. Teenies, and it's fabulous. I mean, what's better than booze and killings? Hello. She's also, she does a ton of stuff with BravoTV.com, and she's also Andy Cohen's personal assistant, which is like the coolest thing in the world. And they're like legit besties, and she gives him shit, which she also gives me. So when she gives me shit, I feel like I am actually in phenomenal company. It's like, girl, keep it coming. She is a tease and a half and a flirt and a half, and you're going to love her for it. She's just delicious. And she's whip smart, and she's super funny, and she's really snarky, and I adore her. She's next level special. Okay, so we have Darren, but also every single Monday on the Taylor Strecker Show, we have a segment called Millennial Matchmaker, and we have Hannah Berner from Betches. So if you follow Betches on Instagram, you'll see Hannah all over their videos. She actually like directs, produces, writes, and stars in their videos. They're hysterical. Two of my favorites. So she's in one now where two girls are talking to each other like best friends with no words, just like bitchy girl looks. A guy wants to take them out for a drink, and they're like fighting non-verbally over how to get out of the drink. It's hysterical. And she also does this amazing video. It's called If Social Media Platforms Were Real People. And it's like, there's a Facebook woman, there's a Twitter guy, there's an Instagram girl, there's a Snapchat person, there's a LinkedIn person. It's like so spot on. It's fucking hysterical. So she's really, really funny. So is Darren. And this basically is our Millennial Matchmaker segment. Hannah comes in to talk about all things millennial. On this day, she was actually talking about millennials being accused of only wanting to have casual sex and like what the sex rules are in the millennial world. And so we kind of delve into that. But within her answering that question, Darren and I share way too many personal details and also realize how confusing penises are to us. So right now it's time for our millennial matchmaker, Hannah, to join us. Okay, so here's the deal. I mean, you're not like matchmaking all the millennials all the time. It's just really alliteration.
Let's be honest. But I just put my friends on shitty dates and they get mad at me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you're not like Meghan Markle's best friend introducing your friends
to
princes.
I love all those memes that are like, what are my friends doing?
My friends are shit.
Can I say a side note conspiracy theory?
Please.
Did you guys notice how her dress wasn't like tailored that way?
Yeah, I think she lost a fuck ton of weight right before the wedding.
I have a different theory.
What?
I mean, because she's a fucking princess.
It was a little ill-fitting, I will say. The first dress.
Yeah, and she's got a banging bod.
Yeah.
She's banging bod. So.
What?
I think she might be pregnant.
Oh, shit.
And that why they rushed the wedding?
Potentially.
And she's about to pop.
Well, maybe, because they were like, she can't have a kid without being married.
And that's why Kate
and that's why they were dating for like 3 weeks and then got married.
It wouldn't blow my mind. She has so many things going on that are against the royal. I mean,
she's breaking all
the
rules.
My mom actually told me this last night, and I'm like, I have to say this on Taylor Strecker Show and take credit for it.
Yes. I love it.
Heard
it here
first.
I'm just putting this into the cybersphere.
Okay. Okay.
Cybersphere.
Sure. Universe, whatever.
Yeah, interweb.
Radio sphere, podcast sphere. Yes.
Although people can do the math and then they're going to backtrack. Well, can people do math? And then they're going to backtrack it.
Phaedra Park certainly can't do math.
It's the only reason I can think of for not having a perfectly tailored dress as a fucking princess.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
But then why not go with something with like a big poof? That's what I would choose.
Tyler, when this isn't your fucking wedding. We get it. You'd wear nude heels with your nude legs and you'd wear a big puffy dress.
Excuse me, my legs
we
are
have
white.
It.
My legs are white. They are eggshell white.
I was expecting a little more of a tan from you.
Okay,
I love this girl already.
Everyone this is super awkward because Darren's tanner than you, and I know
she was in Turks and Caicos at a wedding on vacation.
I was.
You were working. Yeah. She's a working woman.
No, but you need to see this girl's legs.
No,
like, look underneath
look.
The thing and be like, oh,
no,
my
red?
God.
White.
No, they're not. They're like lack of color,
also,
like anti-color.
A
there
little,
are.
A
you should have at
stubbly,
least gotten
I'm going to be honest. I didn't realize I was going to have fucking Inspector Gadget here today.
Well, I mean,
you know what? I love not shaving my legs.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I love when people are like, ew, and I'm like, this is what your leg would look like if you didn't shave. Stop acting like it's a foreign concept.
Yeah, it's not. It's actually a very nice, like, unlazy concept.
I'm Italian.
Love it.
If I don't shave for 3 hours, I get stubbly.
Yeah, you can't be constantly shaving.
No.
No.
That's a nightmare. And then get laser? No, that's expensive.
And hurts like hell. I try, trust.
Really? Where'd you try and get it?
Oh, God. Where's the original vagina waxing place? You know what I'm talking about. Remember?
Oh,
the corner of the market on
European
it?
European wax?
So you got it lasered?
It was like more girly name than that.
Oh, God.
And I feel like actually
know.
I feel like the founder was a housewife of New York for like a second.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're behind everything.
It
nowadays.
All relates back to
Do you
Bravo.
Remember?
It all goes to Bravo.
What's it called?
No, I know her name, Cindy Barshop.
Cindy Barshop.
Cindy Barshop.
He is so correct. Intern.
All the way.
I look
at his Google images. It's all ears. His entire Google image page is just different ears being pinned back, which is fucking brilliant. I love you. I looked over. I was like, what the hell is that? And then I realized, just ears.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I have so much ADD. So,
we
millennial
all
matchmaker time.
Yeah.
We're a bad combination.
I know.
What do you think about two girls who have the same name dating each other? Psycho.
Amazing.
Psycho.
Amazing.
Lazy
I feel like
psychos.
This is a test right now.
It's a test.
Just remember, Darren's on here every Monday.
That's right.
I am.
See,
it's called the Taylor Strecker Show, but this is these things they can change.
Yeah, I need to shift in branding.
Yeah.
I like the brand.
It needs a new name. Just call it The Show.
The show. Great.
I love it. The Show. So, I was like thinking about the name question. I do know a lot of Dan and Danny's that date. And
okay,
it's
that's
like,
tough.
Yeah, but when heteros do it, it's disgusting. When
right.
gay people do it,
it's
adorable.
Like cute.
Adorable. Because yeah. You're just like Taylor and you
they,
both turn.
They what tell
you,
each other that?
Homophobic? See, I'm going to pull that card.
That Call Me By Your Name movie really hit you
but
guys.
But isn't it annoying that every time you meet someone, they have to go, oh, you have the same name?
Yes. Yeah. And also it's annoying when you're on a work trip and everyone goes Taylor and you both go, what?
Yeah.
And it's really bad that when someone gives Taylor a compliment and I'm like, thank you.
Because yeah, you know Strecker's like taking all
they're
of
like,
it
Taylor,
in.
You
like,
look so beautiful.
I
today.
Am no, pretty. Like,
not you, the other one.
Literally, every compliment, Taylor, you fill in the blank. And I was like, and then I realized, not me.
So I don't fuck with guys who are over 6'6 anymore because when you date, I know,
which is
it's
like
a thing.
0.0001%.
No, but I'm an athlete, so I search for that.
Okay, yeah.
Because
okay,
I want to reproduce and have athletic children so
okay.
I don't have to pay for college.
Smart.
Or they go pro and they pay for my shit.
Amazing.
Smart. That's forward thinking.
Strategic.
Yeah, that's
like,
long-term
I have
investment.
Good genetics.
That's long-term
I'm
investment.
I want my daughter to be a stripper and then she can be like, I don't know, married to Rob Kardashian.
I love.
Yeah, that's also forward thinking.
Cheek earrings or whatever. What do they call it? Cheek earrings. It can't be an earring. Anyway.
Yeah, cheek piercing.
People cheeks. Who think that gay people shouldn't procreate, you are creating more of a reason for them to think this now, Taylor.
They let gay people procreate?
Unfortunately, they do.
It's
I don't
mess.
Know what they've been thinking.
Next thing you know, dogs are going to procreate.
God, society has
You're
run wild.
In trouble. I would not check the Facebook page today if I were you, honey.
Come at me, Facebook page.
Leave this all under her. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
She's alone.
I'm in. Come at me.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, but anyway, these dudes, these tall dudes.
Yes.
Yeah.
When,
focus.
Whenever you meet them, I didn't have my coffee this morning. Whenever you meet anyone, they go, oh my God, you're so tall. And I fucking hate it. People stop you on the street and I'm like, I don't want to deal
How
with that.
How tall are you?
I mean, no, when you date a tall guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like,
yeah.
Every conversation is, oh, my God, you're so tall.
You know,
oh
giantism
God, so
is a real thing. My girlfriend got tested for it. It's a real condition.
How tall is she?
Six feet.
Yeah, that's tall.
That's
tall.
Hot.
That
yeah.
is so hot.
I know, it's amazing.
You can climb her like a
why
tree.
Is she not
I do, and I'm like
the
shrub.
God.
Oh, she does not want to host the show.
I don't want to see you at 8 a.m. I've been stuck with you like four times. I'm done. Frankly,
okay.
I'm done.
Well, Tay would be really fun to look
at. She could just be here in the background.
Challenging to keep the show going. God, that I can promise. She would not want that responsibility. Millionaire matchmaker.
Okay. Yes, what the fans want. So I've talked about online dating. I've talked about approaching guys at bars.
Yes. Yeah.
So next thing we're going to talk about is sex.
Okay, so
what is it?
People think millennials want to just bang it out nonstop.
Yeah.
Okay, so the theory behind that is back then everything was about marriage. Like, let's date to get married.
That was right. My generation. I'm from that generation. I understand that. I can speak the language. Yes.
So now millennials are actually in a tough place where, like, having sex is a strategic way to show, like, I'm not looking for anything serious so you don't scare people off. And we're in this fucked up place.
Yeah, I made this mistake. So I was in college, years ago. And I broke up with my boyfriend. And I really liked this guy. And the second I broke up with the boyfriend, and it was like one of those relationships, you know what I mean, where you, like, stay together way too long. Like, you're broken up for 6 months in the relationship.
Right, but you've been together for 4 years.
Exactly. I stayed together, honestly, for the group. And I swear to God, that was the truth.
Oh my God.
I was like, but the group was like, but no, we have to pick sides. I'm like, fine, I'll let him keep pissing on me in the middle of the night. So anyway.
Oh, Lord.
So we finally break up, and I went and I made out with this guy. Like, within minutes, I, like, ran to the bar. He was bouncing. And he's like, you broke up with your boyfriend for me. And I was like, no, I didn't. Which, I mean, I didn't, but, like, I kind of did.
He's a bouncer that's so smart. You get into the bar easy.
Exactly.
I love your strategy.
And I was underage. And so, and I said, no, I didn't. I don't want a boyfriend. I want to be single. Biggest mistake in my life, because then it was, like, this fucking game, and I did want him to be my boyfriend, and then it was, like, a year of bullshit.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of sex games. And a whole lot of non-commitment.
Oh, my God, that's so terrible.
I just married me
I just
already.
Had orgasms all the time.
By the way, can we just talk about you being straight?
Yeah, it was weird.
It's so weird.
I
wish I knew you then.
Oh, God, girl. No, you
did
don't.
Did you talk differently? Did you have vocal fry?
Yeah, she was so different. She had tan legs.
I had tan legs.
But, like, just tan legs on the bottom. Nothing else was tan. It's so weird. She lost all pigment once she got gay. So weird.
No, true. I just stopped trying.
When you go gay, you lose your pigmentation.
Yeah, it's just like vitiligo, gay. That's what happened. Fucking terrible.
Okay, so I get it, though, because he did not want to date me, and I made the mistake of trying to be the cool girl when I should have just been the honest girl.
I just
girl.
Went casual sex.
And you know what? Millennials are cool girls. We are, like, focus on our career.
Yeah.
We make our own money, but we still do want monogamous relationships.
Do you, though?
We do.
Because the old people think y'all don't.
I know. Yeah. The old people are like, these crazy they're fucking, like, crazy in the 60s. Like, get off of me.
That's what I love.
The 70s? I don't know.
60s and 70s.
What have the highest rate of STDs?
The what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about actual age groups.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Nursing homes have the highest rate of STDs because they're just banging it out. All these old people.
That makes sense.
Get pregnant.
Millennials are scrolling on their phone being depressed, wondering why guys aren't messaging them back on Bumble. We're
but
not fucking
they don't
much.
Have herpes. So they're depressed, but no
clean.
Herpes.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Clean. Yes. Okay,
so with that said, I want to discuss when the whole thing... I've Googled this before when I was younger. Like, when should I have sex
No,
with
but
him?
Really, when?
Oh
like,
God,
what's the rule?
That's amazing. Yeah,
because I grew up in New York, the third date rule, which I did not abide by. I was like, I'm not... 3 dates and I have to give you my vagina? And I don't even like your dick.
Yeah, I
so,
mean, no.
But again,
oh
you know...
Dates when you're like a teenager. Like,
that's weird.
Dates?
So I want to preface this that I'm 26. I've had like 4 long-term relationships. I've done the like, when you're younger, it's so easy to wait.
What do you consider long-term?
Like at least a year.
Okay. That's I'm in the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I'm not. Yeah, and I don't... Yeah.
No, like 4 months. Okay, cool.
No, like 4 months.
Oh, my God,
like,
it was the longest relationship
we're
ever.
We're still pretending
three
we're
and a half
like
weeks.
Perfect people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So... My thing is, when you're younger, it's so easy to not have sex because, like, you're not that experienced and you're, like, nervous. 26, all that stuff goes out the window and you're like, what that dick doodo?
Yeah. You're like, why are we fucking on the first
you're
date?
You're speaking millennial. I don't understand any translation.
I don't know. What is a penis?
What did she say?
I think it's something about, like, a penis functioning.
I don't know why I'm
what that dick do though.
Not
that's
only are we like not
for the show.
What that dick do though?
What that dick do though?
What does it mean? Because I really want to say it all the time.
Do okay,
like,
I got it.
Like you be sexy. You 6'3". You text back fast. I'm liking your shit. You tag me in funny memes. What that dick do though?
Oh, like how does it? Like is it good? Like I don't
like,
care that you're funny and you're
dick.
Smart and you make
you
money.
Give that good dick.
Okay.
Okay. So, no, another reason why
what's good, Dick?
Thank you.
Okay, so
there's my next question.
Great question.
I am because
I don't think I ever.
I love discussing dicks because it's not talked about enough.
Seems like
oxymoronic. Girls don't talk about. They're like, oh my god, it was cute, it was romantic. No, talk about the dick.
My girlfriends have. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god. I hang out with my friends.
My friends are like
about it way too fucking much.
I'm like, I don't want to hear about your boyfriend's perfect penis because it's attached to my friend.
Okay, that's so right, Darren.
No guy has a perfect penis.
What is that? What that even mean?
Meaning having no penis.
What that dick do though? Did I do it right?
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah,
also,
got it, Taylor.
The reason why I quit 6'6 Guys and Up is because
they
don't have boyfriend dicks.
Oh, right.
When they have
sex
with you.
What's a boyfriend dick?
I'm getting
so confused. Are there more than one type of dick?
I'm scared. This
there
is why
are so many.
Yeah, this is why.
But the general thing is I'm looking for boyfriend dick. As in, with these 6'6 guys, it feels like I'm losing my virginity every time and I have to get like a breathing pattern to like
huge penis.
Because they're huge.
Yes. I'm like,
huge.
Exhale. It's like a tough yoga class.
I have a friend.
So you're not a size queen.
I have a friend who has a baby and he already have a huge dick. It's going to be a thing.
Ew.
It's
your face that you're making describing a baby with a big dick.
It's scary.
It bothers me.
It's scary.
Okay, baby with big dicks or bats?
Oh.
But maybe they'll grow into it.
Maybe
it's like a nose. They'll grow into it.
I hope so because he's gonna have a huge.
But I hope you grow into your slump.
People talk about like yo,
no guys
my
like
so
like
big.
It's a great thing. I dated a guy with a huge dick. Terrible.
Terrible.
Not, again, all of them were, but you know that one was a special.
I never dated anyone that had a bad dick.
So bad.
I met
bad
a guy
dicks
that had a bad
are
dick.
Girthy. Like the girthier.
Well,
no, but they could be big and girthy. That's bad. Like it's not enjoyable. And
yeah,
then,
I don't want to like fuck a solo cup.
But maybe wait, I have a question. Is your vagina
right?
Like a prototype for all vaginas? Because like, are there like you know like
no, there's different sizes.
It's like puzzle pieces.
Sizes.
Like are there big huge vaginas
they
that
say,
are perfect for big?
Do
huge
I have
penises?
A wide set right. Vagina with a heavy flow? I don't know, but I don't. I don't think so because they say athletes
no, it sounds like
have,
you have
like
a very
muscular, tighter vaginas. I don't.
That's what they say.
Hi mom. Hi mom.
Hi mom. Hi her mom.
Hi dad. Yeah. They're gonna listen to it tonight. I got them the subscription.
Oh no! Why would you do that?
Because they love me and are proud of me.
And we can confirm she has a wide set vagina and a heavy flow. She's just blasting it out. Yeah.
So, with
what
this
that
all
dick
said,
do-do.
What that dick do?
So now that I'm 26 and I'm single, I got out of a long-term relationship in September and I've been on the dating scene. It took me about 3 months of depression to get out there again.
Good
I'm
for you.
Back. Thank you.
You're welcome. No one wants to see you depressed.
Yeah,
no.
I'm feeling
you're a
confident.
Catch. I can already tell.
Oh my god,
we can date.
You. Are we flirting?
Yes.
Are we dating?
Darren flirts with everybody.
Oh yeah, it's a problem.
I was honored for a second. And
what
now
that
I'm
dick
not.
Do though?
What that dick do?
That's what I want to know.
Darren's like, I'll show you what
is
that dick
is it silicone
do,
or is it glass? Just tell me what you want.
No, dildo free zone.
Get out of here, Taylor. Stop
you
with your pale legs.
Dildos?
And get out of here. No, she just looks at her fucking pale leg and she's like, I don't like anything that looks like that. And then she's out.
My lesbian buddies like have a whole set of
most do. I'm a prude, okay?
She doesn't even like tongue.
She needs a break from
she
the
doesn't day. Like tongue.
Oh, Jesus
you just like
Christ, okay?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Sweetie, no.
No, you don't.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus hates
you. No, he doesn't, Jesus. Sweetie. No, he doesn't.
Shame, shame, shame.
You're like, yeah.
This is fine.
Shame.
Okay, so with that said, I'm 26, I'm dating, and as occasionally you go a while when you're single, like you need to have sex eventually. So I'll go 2 months without sex and I'll have a date with a very handsome guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not that into him. And I'm like, I'm going to have sex with him tonight and I don't care.
Right.
And that's, I think, the empowering thing about our generation.
I have
protect it, protect
the
it.
Old lady
but
me.
It never feels good. But
when I stand, you feel like shit.
I do this with guys
wait,
that
why?
I'm not. No,
why
no,
do
no,
you
no.
feel like shit? Because
I do with guys that I know I would never date, but they're like aesthetically pleasing.
And then you
to
like
me.
Let them into your lady cave.
I'm drunk.
This is
a one time thing.
Also
this isn't all the time.
I'm also scared of STDs.
You know what's in caves? Bats.
Bats.
I don't know this inside back joke, but like
I thought a bat flew at me inside the studio.
Her like her
bat
step and repeat fell on her,
on and I
so I
bat.
Gasped and she freaked.
Oh, like obviously it was a bat.
Obviously,
we're in
a
completely
cave.
Closed studio on the third floor
in Times Square.
Yeah, like no bats, sweetie.
Well, I
so
was
just
scared.
To make the fans are probably like this girl's disgusting. I've had about 3 or 4 one night stands in my life.
Okay,
this isn't insane.
I'll tell the truth. I had one night stand and I fucking cried for days after. I fucking fucking hated it.
Wait, what's the problem? I've never had a one-night stand, so
I don't know.
Oh, I
hated it.
Oh, you are so adorable.
Well, no. Lesbians don't do that.
Lesbians don't do
they
that.
They don't do
this
that.
This is why I'm a lesbian.
You have sex once and you're dating.
In.
Yeah.
You move in.
You know what? My biggest
I'm not like that.
I was really scared of getting STDs. Like, non-stop. Like, I'm like,
I'm currently in a scare right now. But anyway, get checked. Get checked.
Yeah.
Well, I've been checked. I am checked. I'm good.
Guys do not care. Like, guys
No, because they'll be carrying around chlamydia forever in their entire life.
And they'll
be like,
no idea.
I have no symptoms, so
well,
it's
that's
fine.
The thing. They're carriers for a lot of shit, and they don't have
like
the
HPV.
Symptoms. Exactly.
And I am like, a lot of the time I'll hook up with older guys, and I'm like, should we use a condom? And they're like, no. And I'm like, these older guys
Why are you asking?
You
be like, put on a fucking condom.
I love lesbians. Yeah. I like girls who like girls who like girls.
The lowest cohort of STDs, my lowest rated cohort of STDs,
Nuns,
by the
lesbians.
Way. Yeah. What?
And Jewish women.
I'm really? Two of the three.
I think, yeah, I could totally see that. So anyway.
Yes.
But then when I'm with someone I like, it's like, you go on a date. You go on the first date,
right.
You hit it off. You go on a second date and you canoodle on the
sex right away.
You canoodle on the couch, right?
Yeah.
You're making out. Third date, it's like, okay, we're not just going to do a hand job. We're
right.
not in college.
Hand jobs are stupid.
Hand jobs are high school.
I'm not going to give an
Blowies
OTTHJ.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just saying, think about we're a sexual generation, and I've already made out with him. We're on, like, the third or fourth date. I'm in his house. What am I going to do? Like,
pillow barricade.
Like, what are you going to do?
Build a fort.
No, yeah. I literally yeah. I did that with Wasbin. That's why I married that sweet, sweet man.
That's why he's a Wasbin.
Because
you're building fucking forts.
Because he let me build a fort, and I was like, I feel safe with you. Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah.
But this is
let me be my inner child.
You let me be a lesbian on the down low.
Thank you. Do you know when you're talking to someone and you're like, what do you think they're like in bed? Like, he's all like, yeah, so, you know, finance is going well. And the second you're alone with him, he's like,
it.
I want to take your pants off. And you're like, you're creepy. Like, some people change in bed.
Well,
yes.
Do you think that their type of kissing is an indicator of how they are in bed? Like, if they're a shitty kisser, have you ever had a shitty kisser but a great guy in bed?
100%.
No.
I won't even go past
never.
The bad kiss.
So even if you want to have sex first date, you're like him, I just want to fuck him. If he's a bad kisser, you're not having sex with him. You're having sex with him
if
to have sex.
If you're drunk, everyone seems like a good
kisser.
Well,
yeah, then everyone's a sloppy, amazing
kisser. You don't have one-night stands sober.
No, I mean, I wouldn't know, but
no.
I guess, like, why would you? Unless you just really want to have
basically
sex.
Basically, this happened because we went on a date. He was very handsome, but he was boring as
oh,
a wet blanket.
Yeah.
And
couldn't be on the Taylor Swift
And I was
show.
Like, it was...
No.
It was Saturday, and I'm like, I want to have fun tonight. So we're like five drinks in. Next thing you know, we're dancing.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're so fun. And
oh, my God. That's
fell
how,
asleep
my, that's how my one-night stand happened.
Yeah.
Be careful. I said, you know what I said before I slept with him? He's so smart.
Ew.
Ew.
What is
I
wrong
don't fuck
with you? Who are
smart?
You?
Guess what? I'll tell you what happened. The guy who said, you left your boyfriend for me, right? And
yeah.
I lied to him. He was mind-fucking me. And I was
you.
Trying to get back at him, so I had sex with this smart guy. In the morning, I was like, why? Why does that?
Oh.
How would that punish him? I just punished
no,
myself.
Guys,
who are you? Like, literally, take a long look.
I was a confused person.
Still.
I can't look at you the same
no,
again.
No, no one. It's the pale legs. No one can.
So
no
think
one
about
can.
It. I'm on this. Okay, this is my most recent thing. I'm dating this Australian guy.
Yes.
Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
I'm working on my Australian accent. It's pretty shitty.
It's pretty terrible.
It's pretty horrible.
No, you're going to drive him away.
Shitty.
That was
shitty.
Good. But he's a bit.
Have you slept with him?
So
how many dates has it been?
I met him on a shoot.
In IRL.
Which is so like my dream. Then my mom said she thought I was cute, so I'm like, oh,
no,
I have to like him.
Uh-oh, now mom's
I like, because she gets involved, and she's like, he's cute. Why don't you talk to him? And then our third, so then he asked me to hang out with his friends. We were smashing beers, and it was like a chill thing.
Stop with the fucking Australian accent.
Okay, I'll stop.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm really, really sorry.
Don't apologize to Taylor. She doesn't matter.
And I'm sorry to the Facebook group. I apologize.
You should be.
I don't mean to make fun of Australians.
All those Aussies
at all.
Are
going to
be fucking cute.
I love Australia.
French and Australians are going to start hating you.
Hannah,
Taylor.
Focus.
Okay, sorry. So then the third date. So I'm on my third date, and we're like cuddling in bed, like, and he's just trying to put it in, and I'm like, no.
Good girl.
And then we go to sleep.
No.
I fall asleep, and I wake up in the morning. I'm like, this is the fourth date, right? And then we have sex.
No.
That counts.
I don't think that, no.
It wasn't Mario Batali you're on a date with, right?
Oh, God, please, no.
Bringing it back full circle.
Jeez, nice
then you're
one.
Fine.
Yep.
So the point, okay, so this brings to my point. Sex will not enhance the connection.
Okay.
The
okay.
emotional connection. An emotional connection can enhance the sex.
Yes.
Which means no guy will like you more if you have sex with
him.
Agreed. But also no guy will like you less if you do if he actually likes you.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, that was slower for the lesbians.
Yeah.
We're trying to understand, like,
what
emotion. I don't even know. You're still there. I'm trying to figure out what sex is. Like, we are in completely different playing fields, so let's go slow.
I think I get it. So what you're saying is, if you don't sleep with a guy, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. it's go again. It's
that's as far as she got.
No, this is
I told you to
idea.
Go slow.
Okay, so
we're like, what?
People, these are what girls are thinking. They're like, if I have sex with him, he's going to get bored.
Yeah. Oh, or if I agree.
Or if I have sex with him, he's going to like me more.
That's
my point
no.
is, that's neither
wrong.
Are true.
Oh, neither.
Okay.
Neither are true.
Okay.
If a dude likes you because you hit, like, something about your energy, you remind him of his mom.
You're
I don't know why
you're
guys
so
like
right.
girls.
You have hot, good figure. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So they will like you. It does not
so
matter
so
when
you're
you
not
have
gonna
sex
fuck it up
him.
Whether you have sex with him or don't have sex
I
with him.
I have this like
so do what you want. It's about him actually
yes.
liking
I have this
you.
Quote yeah. in my head.
I disagree. That.
This is what I tell myself.
I think if you give it up too quickly, a guy thinks you give it up to every guy too quickly and he loses interest. I do think
how
that.
How about not giving a fuck what the guy thinks?
So it's exactly.
And
so
do what you
I
want.
Have multiple friends who've had one
be
night stands with guys. One night stands with guys
yeah.
who are in long term relationships.
Yeah.
It's about how you do it.
I have a friend married to the hottest guy in the world. They banged it out on the very first day.
Hell
we've
yeah.
all heard that story, so
yeah.
it's clearly not true. I have this is a dating theory that when you are upset about if you said the wrong thing or you did the wrong thing, I tell this to myself. A very wise woman told me once. She's,
was her name Taylor Strecker? Yes, it was.
Definitely not.
It could be. Actually, yes, it was Taylor.
I don't want to say no.
So it's if it's meant to be, you can't fuck it up.
If it's meant to be,
unless you
be.
Cheat or murder him,
yes, yes. If you murder him, then you've definitely fucked
murder
him
definitely throws a little
murder
wrench in the
game. Is like kind of hard to get over
and cheat. Yeah, okay, you're right. You can't.
It's a red flag.
If somebody really, really likes you, you sleeping with them, not sleeping with them. That's not gonna. They'll either wait, or if you sleep with them, then they'll be excited and you'll be more emotionally. Well, you'll just continue the emotional connection,
yeah. and then the sex yeah. gets better and better over time.
Although I go back to college boy, uh-huh. and my actions definitely changed the course of that relationship. Although you know what, fuck that, not no.
Well, you're also. Lesbians.
Well,
right?
also,
so.
he's a right. fucking bouncer.
Lots of things that were going to change the course
right.
of that relationship.
Taylor, he sucked. You guys weren't meant to be together.
Right. And
no,
I'm with a girl.
No, because he didn't have a vagina. That's fucking why. And she doesn't want to say it, but that's
okay,
fucking
so
why.
Now I want to turn this onto you guys.
Okay.
How long did you wait, Taylor, before hooking up with Taylor?
Oh.
If you want, I don't want to make you.
I'm confused about lesbian
sex. They still haven't. They're still waiting. They're like really close.
They're waiting until marriage.
They're really, really. They peck each other and like that's it.
I think it was probably maybe like a month before.
A month?
I was so scared, Darren.
Were you so scared?
When's your first girl you ever like? Sex with.
This is the first girl I ever had sex with. I'm like a virgin. That's what I always wanted.
But were you like dating or just like hanging out? Like, are we friends? Are we not?
It was
a
lot of
complicated story.
Yeah, it's
okay,
very confusing.
I'm sorry. It was
a whole lot of confusion because
yes.
like we were friends and then I like was attracted to her and then I told her and she said no because we were
when
friends.
When you first were attracted to her, were you like,
I was terrified. And then I was also like, oh, this is what somebody going through a divorce acts like. A crazy person.
Yeah, it's like her midlife crisis.
And I was like, I just want to make out. And then.
And she was safe.
And she was like, no. Because then I'm not going to like you, and then who's going to be your friend? Because I'm your only friend right
that's
now.
Smart, and she's gay, and she didn't know if TS
and she
over
said, and
there
she said,
was gay.
No, I'm not going to be your like your gay.
When you were with Wasbin, did you ever look at her like I would fuck?
Nah,
oh my god,
I actually thought she had a crush on me, and I was like.
When Leslie has a crush on you,
of course
you
would.
Gorgeous.
Oh, she likes me. Of course you would.
Well, we're together now, so but no, she
Barrett,
didn't have
what
on
is
me.
Your deal?
I wanted to have sex with my girlfriend on the first date, and she was like, "I'm waiting 6 months, day two."
I love her. Oh, of course.
I love how you said
she
that.
She also, like, we met on Tinder, and she was like, FYI, I don't fucking kiss on the first date. She's like, I don't. And I was like, cool, I respect it. You know, like, whatever. It's 2015 at the
lesbian
time.
Lesbian seductress.
I was like, good for you. And I was like, and I told my roommate at the time, I go, we'll see. She'll kiss me on this
oh
first
my
date.
God.
Guess what, motherfuckers? In that bathroom, she kissed me.
Of course she did a bathroom
so
kiss.
Romantic.
That's so lesbian of you.
Here's why. We did it because two guys started hitting on us and wouldn't leave us alone. And we gave, like, fake names, and they wouldn't leave us alone. And it was, like, 1 a.m., and I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. And it was the only like respite we had, as opposed to leaving the barn. We were having a really good time.
I
so
love that you
know
have
what?
A safe space.
It was the bathroom.
I love that you have a safe
space. And then they knocked on the bathroom door. Yeah. What? It's okay. And they were like, "We're fine. Leave us the
Believe
fuck alone.
Me, we're good.
We're great.
We've never.
They're
been
like,
better.
Yeah. If they knew what you're doing, they'd be like, oh, kicking the door down.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I'm sick.
Do you know what's funny? I posted a photo on Instagram like. Wearing like a hat and a baggy jacket, like
I saw.
Like I'm about to drop a mixtape. I like bending gender norms. Like my mom dressed me like a boy until I was 11.
Your name should be Darren.
Yeah.
Or
Pat.
Or Pat.
But this guy commented, this guy with like in a full ab photo, so I already hate him.
Yeah.
He commented, are you a lesbian?
Oh my God. And, God forbid.
And I
you should be like, I wish.
I responded and I go, if you asked me out, I'd say I am.
Oh my
and
God.
See how she reversed it? She reversed
it. Oh, sorry.
I'm going to get
audio.
Have they called yet at the front desk? You're like 15 times.
She reversed it. She went back and you insulted the guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Because when people throw out a gay slur as if it's like a bad thing. Yeah. I just reverse it, be like, I fucking wish I was gay.
So
like,
wait, moral of the story is
yes, sorry,
you can. So there is no such thing as a rule for how long you should wait.
So
until you have sex
ultimately,
with somebody.
It's like do it when you're comfortable.
Yep,
but don't be scared that if you do it
that's
not on
ruin
four
stuff.
Or three or six, you life isn't like that. You can't plan like
well,
that.
Well, actually, and with Taylor, that was the only time I didn't like. Play a game with my punani, if you will. Like, I wasn't like, I'm going to wait a strategic amount of time to make this person fall in love with me so that we're going to be together forever and ever and ever. Like, it was just like, when I wanted to do it, I did it. But I was also, like, very vocal about, like, I'm very scared to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So, like, please be patient
with me. I think
it's
important to be honest.
I do, too. Communicative.
Well, in that way, if that person genuinely does really like you and you end up dating, like, they know who you are and they know your values right up front. You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not.
How about this? I think it's so crazy that we can all be having all the sex in the world, right? Mm-hmm. But no one wants to talk about the fucking sex.
I'll
so how about this? Until you can
about.
Talk about the sex, maybe you shouldn't be having the sex. How about that, people?
I love that. But also, I love waiting. I think
I love waiting.
The hottest, like, what is it, foreplay, is not having sex.
Oh, my God.
It's called
it is
the marshmallow
so
test.
Hot.
Yeah, it's delayed gratification. Yeah.
You wait 15 minutes, you get two marshmallows.
Like, if I could, if I had the self-control, I would always wait at least a month. But, like, I'm an adult.
Can you wait 15 minutes for two marshmallows? Fuck yeah, I can. Peeps?
I don't know.
I can easily wait.
You know I like
minutes.
To eat, Taylor.
That sounded sexual.
I was going to be like, says the one non-lesbian in the room to the other lesbian
like,
that doesn't like talking.
And just so you know, I absolutely felt like you were talking about my girlfriend.
Your parents are
going
to listen to this later, right? I just want to make sure they know
they
that what you're about
humor.
To say. Okay,
and
yeah, that
note,
so.
Hannah, bye. Thank
Get
you,
the fuck
girl.
Out of here, Hannah.
Bye. Hannah, thank you so much. You're the best.
Thank you.
Our millennial matchmaker. She joins us every Monday. Girl, where can people follow you?
At Being Burns, B-E-I-N-G, B-E-R-N-Z. I'm sorry it's complicated. I didn't get
that
through.
Seems, yeah.
I don't. That's
I'm
that.
Into it.
At Carpe DM.
Yeah, Carpe Darren, you mother.
Shit, I fucked it up.
I'm following you right now.
I call her millionaire matchmaker today.
I know you did. Okay. I know you did.
I'm
and
cool with that.
We're
I
just going to give you a little break because you're a little jet lagged.
You know what? I think we just need to take a break. I'm overwhelmed.
God damn, whatever.
It's all Hannah's fault. It's all the millionaire matchmaker's fault. Millennial matchmaker. Thank you so much.
Ow.
You guys, when we get back, Darren and I, Carpe Darren.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are going to be answering your surprise me question of the day, and it is a nasty one. Like, in terms of it allows us to get nasty.
Nasty.
You don't like the word nasty, right?
No, not when you say it.
Nasty, Miss Janet.
What a dick do, though.
What a dick do, though. Okay, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. Okay, girl, I hope you loved that as much as we did. It was, I told you, a millennial bombing off. There was a couple times where I felt like I was babysitting and I should get paid by the hour. No, they're hysterical and so funny, and their energy together was, I mean, I actually, for the first time in my life, know what it feels like to be a parent of twin girls. That's what it felt like. There were moments where I was like, hello, I'm here. The old lady is still in the room. Anyway, hysterical. Love them both. Make sure to check out Darren on social media. She's at Carpe Darren. That's like so genius. And then Hannah is at Being Burns, not as clever as Carpe Darren, but still really good at Being Burns. And you can check Hannah out every single Monday on my show, The Taylor Strecker Show, with her segment, Millennial Matchmaker. You can check Darren Carp out on my show, The Taylor Strecker Show, as well from time to time. Check her out in her own podcast, Murder and Martinis. And yeah, and that's that. Hope you guys enjoyed. We'll be back again next Wednesday for another brand spanking new Taste of Taylor. Hey girl, hey, did you love this taste of me? Want more? Then make sure to go to TaylorStrecker.com to subscribe to The Taylor Strecker Show for hours and hours of me entertaining your ass. Content with this nibble? Well, then I'll see you next Wednesday, and make sure to subscribe to The Taste of Taylor podcast and follow me on social media at Taylor Strecker.